Warning, this is not a retake of episode 8, all that saucy goodness. This is a legitimate episode 13 Halloween special.
Vardaran is on vacation. Therefore, Vardaran is going to be very lazy with these advertisements. Teehee. Go to CanaryJournal.com because I'm too lazy to do something creative. Now enjoy the episode.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. How's life and such?
I'm
playing. Hey, little buddy.
It's fun being sick.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I know.
I'm just kind of hanging. Sick,
and then thanks for asking. And having to do everything for a party.
That you really don't want to be involved in?
Yeah.
Join.
All right. Oh. Or as you should say,
what's up?
A why?
Well, someone is not here, and someone is here. Who is not here, and who is... Just in case someone didn't know.
Oh. Well, Var is gone this episode.
Var isn't here, but Mur is.
Var is dead.
But
he'll
be back.
Shut up, Sneaky.
We cool story,
it's my bro. Job, anyway.
He's a Turk.
And we have a new person here. A new person. Yay.
Yay.
Say hi.
Hello, BZ Peters.
This is our new secretive host of hosts.
And say your name.
My name is Miraka. You call me Miraka, I'm going to get upset because everybody...
Secretive host of hosts. Yep.
I do kind of realize now it sounds like Morocco.
It's Miraka, please. If you have trouble with it, just call me Mira or Mir. Elena, please stop calling me Mur. I'm not some weird smelling liquid.
It's a habit.
Miraka.
I get that angry when people mispronounce my name as like some.
It's Miraka.
Let's say our names and, you know, get the show on the road.
Yeah,
we can't
should.
Have any mistakes here.
Okay. I'm Messenak, the dude of dudes.
I'm LJ, the dude of food.
I'm Tom, the dude of stuff. I don't know.
I'm Sneaky, the dude of sound effects.
LJ.
That's Elena, dude of coughing.
Dudette of coughing.
Dean, actually.
We'll let her say her name. Elena.
I already said it. I'm Elena. What?
You did?
Mumble, mumble.
Could you say it again?
Mumble, mumble.
Say it again. Say it again.
It's repeated.
Mumbles.
Elena, just say your name, please.
Mumble.
I am okay,
and... Mir?
Mumble.
Oh,
hey, Morocco,
I'm
say
sorry.
Your name.
Yeah, you're supposed
I'm
to say...
I'm Erica, your resident talking Rakshi. Hello, I'm Patty.
She's gonna lag out, I just know.
Lag.
What? I'm Miraka.
And this is the...
I'm just Miraka, okay?
And this
not
is
Miraka.
The...
Just Miraka.
Okay. Meso.
And
go.
This is TTV episode 13.
Episode Halloween 13. Episode. What? Dun dun dun!
And may I just say something about
it? Holiday for me.
May I just say something about this episode real quick?
What?
It is very ironic that this is episode number 13 due
exactly.
to all the problems we've just had
version 2.0.
Oh, so many problems just launching this thing is ridiculous.
I am crossing
my claws right now that the chat doesn't shut out on me again.
Okay. You realize this is one of our better episodes.
Oh no,
problems.
America, you weren't there for like the one that was delayed 2 hours, 3 hours.
Yeah.
Was it 2 or 3?
Well, I wasn't sure for the one that was delayed for 2 or 3 hours.
It was pretty bad.
All right, let's keep going. Let's keep going, people.
But yeah, let's begin with the news of news.
News and such.
Dun, dun, dun.
Here we go with the news.
In the news this week, we have Set Review 7168, Duncan Bulk. Lego Universe available via Steam. Chapter 2 of The Powers That Be. Where is Lego Ninja Go? Want to watch the Hero Factory TV show? Legoland Discovery Center coming to Texas. And Moebius Emoseeing, Lego Builds Lego.
Alright.
For me, the two coolest things. Chapter 2 of The Powers That Be, because, hey, it's actually Bionicle News.
Oh, yes.
And the Moebius Emoseeing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is just epic win.
Lame joke time. I bet that Discovery Center will be the biggest one. Because it's in Texas. Ba-doom-psh.
Hero Factory TV show. Yay.
Yeah. Forget the Hero Factory TV show. Let's go with The Powers That Be.
Yes.
But spoilers.
Yeah, I'll agree for once.
Yeah, spoilers. We got to keep everything spoiler-free, people.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
sorry,
some
guys.
Stuff happens.
Voldemort dies.
Spoiler alert, Snape kills Dumbledore. Got that down to science.
Yeah, we get more story and more awesome. These.
Yay!
Really awesome cereal.
I didn't even know there was a new cereal.
Oh, you gotta check it out, Elena. It's really good.
It's on the cereal aisle.
Okie dokie.
Next
I'll be
Captain
sure
Crunch.
To go check there when this is over.
Bionicle cereal. It'll keep you nuts for Bionicle. Wait, that's
be quiet.
No.
It's alive for 10,000
years. That'd be like
years.
Bionicle Trail.
It's Bio-O's. Now with Kanohi and Krana Marshmallows. Dun dun dun.
Can we move on with the jokes?
Oh.
Okay.
I love you.
So, very
quickly. I'm gonna go have some cereal now.
A mask in every bite.
Who here is watching the Hero Factory? Who here is watching
the Billy Mays here with the new
series. I can't hear what LJ is saying.
Yeah, shut up.
Yeah.
We're talking over each other.
Yeah.
Who here has watched the Hero Factory TV show?
I haven't. I have.
I've watched it partially through LJ's bad quality webcam.
They made a TV
show. I've watched it partially through LJ's bad webcam.
They actually made a TV show.
It's a good webcam. It just sucks as the connection.
Hey, let's let Mirica speak.
Sorry.
Yeah.
When did they make a TV show?
A while back.
I don't know.
You don't even check the front page anymore, do you?
I never check the BZ Power front page.
I don't really. That's in the same here. I mean, ever since it lost most of the Bionicle news, I just lost interest in it. Even though I used to check it every day.
Yeah.
I never looked at it to begin with. I'm just in BZP for the comics.
Oh, wow.
Comic-Con, they're just for the blogs.
BZ Power feels so used, Maraca. Wait, Mir, right?
Mira. Just call me Mira.
Mira. Okay. Yes, he's starting to kink out that low problem.
We heard you like Legos, so we made Legos build your Legos and put some Legos in your Legos.
Yeah.
Yo, dog.
Seriously, did you guys see any of the pictures on that?
Yeah.
No.
It looks just like the, it looks like a Lego version of the old analytical machine, but it's like, it really works.
Bling.
Footnote. I meant analytical engine. My bad. End footnote. That was pretty
Whoa,
amazing.
Oh man, that's awesome.
I'm
Watch
confused.
Out.
Can I see the pictures?
Cool story, bro.
I have no idea what Tom just said.
Yeah.
Something about it being a remake of the analytical machine, whatever the heck that
it's
is.
It's not, but it looks kind of like it.
Okay.
A little. Not really.
Wired.com/gadgetlab/2010/10/legobot.
Watch out, humans. In a space, replicating Lego robots could be at hand.
I want one of the people. That way I can order mine to Lego my ego, please.
Lego my ego!
Wow, just wow.
Lego it now!
The real story here is that the Maker Lego Bot itself was actually built by a bigger machine called the Maker Lego Bot Maker Bot.
Yay!
Which was in turn made by the Hero Factory, because they build heroes and Lego bots.
It's
no, it makes so much sense.
I think I've seen this.
I haven't. I don't get around much with Bionicle nowadays.
Yeah.
And I'm very, very sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I guess.
All right. So, how about that Lego Ninjago or whatever, Ninjago?
I ninjas. Don't know
what Why'd they put go no on the on the end of the word ninjas? Like, oh, that's really necessary.
Is the similar to Lego, no but I don't understand why they did that.
Where'd ninja go? Ba-doom!
Where the no Minecraft sense. Ninja go? Ninjas. You and me, Elder.
Yeah.
I think it looks interesting.
Yeah, maybe. I'm kind of hoping it's going to end up like, you know, Exoforce or something and have a bunch of recolored Bionicle parts, which is actually what I'm hoping Hero Factory is going to do.
A lot of parts
But yeah, it looks like it could have some potential because I've never seen a Ninja Lego line.
I haven't seen any of the pictures on it. I should probably go look at those.
Did you like not even pay attention to the good one a couple years ago?
Oh, those were amazing.
Those were cool.
No, I didn't.
Cool. I didn't even know Lego existed then, but I've looked at the pictures and they're cool stuff.
Oh, you stupid. Yeah, Lego really existed back then. It was awesome.
The Lego was back before any of us were even born.
The only time I paid attention to Lego was if it involved Bionicle.
Yeah, really.
Which it didn't.
It was the same with me until recently. Yeah.
Bionicles.
That's all you kids don't care about.
Did you just say Bionicles?
Okay.
Be quiet, Alder.
Be quiet.
Bionicles.
So I heard you like Bionicles, so I put Bionicles in your Bionicles so you can play with Bionicles while playing with Bionicles.
Just shut it.
I will murder you!
Oh my god, Spaztastic.
Yeah, Spaz over.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Move on to the hot topics.
Wait, alrighty. Hang it.
And since we have no hot topics music, we got someone has to imitate Var.
Oh, yeah.
Yay. I am Var. I'm lazy. I don't release episodes on time.
So, wait a minute. Am I doing that?
Very good impression of him, Tom.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure Halo I sound Reach. Like an idiot.
I'm too busy playing Halo to release episodes.
Fine.
Hot topics. Okay, we're done.
There
Let's
we go.
Move on to the hot topics.
I'm doing
the hot topics, by the way.
Ten. Okay. No, Luke. I am your father. Nine. Bionicle Year One. Woohoo! Eight. BBCC 60. Semifinal. Pull glass houses. Seven. What do you think is the most random thing in Bionicle? Oh, look, cheese. Six. The navigation map of BZ Power in Bionicle Sector 01.
It's a map.
Five. Read one movie, gain another.
Yeah.
Four. Official Red Star topic.
Star.
Three. Unnecessary attention. Two. Did you become a fan? One. New forums?
Nah.
So, Miki, I think you mean when did you become a fan, not did you become a fan.
No.
Of course you became a fan.
Did I really say that?
Yeah, you said, did you become a fan? It's like,
no.
No, I'm just here, you know.
I thought I said, when did you become a fan?
I think he said when. I don't know.
He said did.
Anyway, the navigation map, I have to say, Matora Nika made me a C. I'm now the C of Sumiki.
Yay! So,
I'm officially a large body of water.
What am I? I want to know what
You're
I am.
You're that guy on the corner.
What? I'm confused.
Do I constitute as anything?
I don't know. Usually they tend to block me out, but that's because I hate it if I talk.
Swartian C.
Yeah, that's yeah.
The Lake of Blogs. The Plains of Fan-Created Games. Pole River. Gatanui Crater. Brickings Bay.
Really not?
Really?
Jeez. I feel insulted. I'm not in this one.
I don't know what...
I start cringing
up near my Uncle Spectre, I wonder, Sud C.
What?
Sud C.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, I cringed to death around Brickings Bay. You just took my most seen idol and just kind of ruined him. Thanks.
I'm a C. I'm actually kind of happy. I'm in good company. I mean, Smeagol gets a C. Greg F gets a C.
Archie's got a
Greg
C.
Greg F.
Who?
Greg F.
Who are these people you are mentioning? I think I know Smeagol, but I didn't really catch the other names. Yes, I have a poor attention span.
I didn't even pay attention.
Black Six Bay.
8 seconds. Moving on.
Okie dokie.
Oh, boy.
Well, that Bionicle Gear 1 topic, that's kind of suspicious. I don't want to look at that.
Yeah, that's a project doomed to failure.
We'll just skip over that. Not worth it.
It's not like we have the creator of the topic in our podcast.
No, but seriously, you guys are doing good work. I checked it out the other day.
I haven't done anything with it.
I still want to voice that.
Good.
Yeah, it's too bad the main... I was counting on Dear Zero to do the main 3D model work. Now we don't have any 3D models.
You're reduced to Chimori sprites. Like any other game with easy power.
We're never doing that.
You will do that because it's funny. Please.
You will do that.
No, I'm not. You cannot tell me what to do.
Why not? He's a Jedi. He can make you
actually
do anything.
I am.
El Jedi.
I am. Mirica is right. Yeah.
I'm right about something.
Well, we're all right occasionally, right?
Occasionally.
Yeah. But there are some people out there who are never right. But sometimes they do that for the thing.
Wait a minute.
What? Oh, no!
Lightsabers!
Run away!
So what next?
I countered the lightsaber with a what's next move.
Oh, let's see. Interesting news, hot topics. Comics! Can we move on to the comics, or are we still doing hot topics?
Bugger the hot topics.
More hot topics.
Oh, also, before we move on to that, I would like to use this opportunity to do a little shameless advertisement here. And
moving along!
If
I wasn't able to advertise those Bionicle shouldn't do shameless advertisement either, sue me.
Let him say it.
Anyone that has interested in having a voice role in year one, the deadline is January 1st, 2011 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is all.
Random Matoran 347?
Wasn't I supposed to be Pterodax on that?
Well, I have your audition.
I auditioned
already.
For you, and you're like, you're the best. I was like, okay.
I can't really.
No. You said you're the best.
Put you in that role. I like it, but I can't really put you in that role until I get everyone else. Because then I'm not giving any of those other people a chance.
Don't forget me. I auditioned for Liwa.
Yes.
I don't audition.
You'll get it if nobody else sends in their thing.
Nice. Okay.
I suck at acting.
Onwards to the Comic Maker Spotlight.
Onwards.
Okay, hang on. Boo. Comic Maker for this week shall be Kazi, Matoran is something.
Okay.
Okie dokie, I'm gonna have Mir. Okay, fine. I'm gonna have Mir help me out with that. There's a link to Cosmatoran of Something's comics. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the member. Cosmatoran of Something joined 27th of May, 2008, and he's racked up 2,494 posts in that time.
Damn, he's faster than you, LJ.
Oh, shut it. I didn't post on BC Power for a year after I joined. So anyway, let's see his topic. First thing you see, important notice. Okay, people, enough with the looking and leaving. I post these to see what you guys have to say. Comments and criticism are very much wanted. Otherwise, how am I to know what you guys want from me in future comics? I would like links that work on the front page. I would like the important notice to disappear, because I believe it's a rule that looking and leaving's fine.
It
I
is.
Mean, my comics, I the only person who really posts nowadays is Messenak, and
yeah,
you know, I my topic almost died.
If you want me to post OJ, then have me post. I'm willing to help you.
Okay. Me too.
Okay.
Maybe me, but probably not.
Be three excellent.
So anyway,
helping OJ.
We're a community. We help each other out.
Yeah.
Except I stab each other in the back at the first possible opportunity. Yep. Never mind.
Exactly.
I did that.
Okay, let's see this comic, which I am linking.
Thank you.
Okay, onto the comics.
Oh, I just saw that one. That one's good.
I see here. This is annoying. I'm serious. This is annoying. I look at this comic. The graphics are interesting. The wall, the background, it's very nice.
Can we tell them which comic this is?
Sure. Go right ahead.
It's the season 2 comic, number 2. For some reason, the link to his number 1 is absolutely non-existent at the moment, or it could just be my computer. Nah.
Actually, it works now.
I'm clicking on it, nothing's happening.
Okay, it's probably just you for now.
I don't know. I mean, it looks like a proper link, but it's not doing nothing.
What, that link that LJ just
posted? No. I'm talking about season 2 comic 1. I can get into season 2 comic 2, but number 1, the link is not working for me.
Okay, so in this comic, two of the panels consist of nothing but the word spam over and over and over again. And then of course they have this, they have what his character Balta acting like a noob, I guess.
More than a noob. He's acting like a nub.
Personally, I find this after what Filbert Flakes did. And Gerlicky, I find that the noob joke, you know, making the noob go spam, spam, spam. Oh, look, bad spelling. I love Chimera Omega and Dark Drac 795. Really got old really quickly, really overused. And anyone who reuses it, I personally feel is just trying to scrape themselves up for not having a good joke.
It's a stereotype that never really existed in the first place when you think
actually
about it.
Did.
No one was that experienced.
But now they do.
But humor-wise, I do not see very much something that I personally am not going to laugh about. One of his comics, I'm not going to link it, but basically he had Dark 709, Nupara Rocks, and himself looking at Dark's character, Bob, and then his own noobish character.
Oh, are we going over that again?
I'm just mentioning it.
Okay. I've heard so much flaming about it now.
Hey, in private chat. But, and so, Dark
No, not in private chat. Not in private chat. I've seen flaming about that particular comic in normal BZP chat as well.
Cool story.
Okay. Anyway, so, basically what he ends up doing is calling Bob's character an amateur. I don't find this very tasteful. I personally don't find this very tasteful in humor, but it's just me. Some others might find it hilarious, but, you know.
I found one thing hilarious. In the season 2, comic 2, the very last panel just strikes a funny chord with me.
Okay, what's going on? My mom had to call me.
It's comic time.
Wow.
It's comic time.
That's equal to coming into a very.
Oh, shut up.
I'm trying to make a joke.
What's going on? I had to...
Okay.
Smeaky show.
Hey, Lena, it's
I'm
okay.
The other segment.
Hello, hey guys, what's going on in here?
Comic time.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, really. Okay. But anyway, about my funny chord being stroken by that last
panel. Quiet.
Oh, never mind. Go on.
I think it's really funny.
Yes.
The panels 7 through 10 have absolutely nothing to do with the panels 1 through 6.
It's just a filler section, you mean?
That's funny.
He's just finding a way to kill time and space.
Time and space.
Ah, not that again! What a running joke.
Yeah, but yeah, quality-wise, you know, the quality of the panels... Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very, very nice. Rats is a tad long.
The text
looks like something I would love to look into using someday. maybe. But the humor is not so great. My personal suggestion to this comic maker, if he ever listens to this, try something a little different. Try to make a humor that, I don't know, kind of something that just rolls along things. Try to make the humor based off the characters, personally. You can try slapstick humor. I've always found slapstick very nice. Of course, a lot of people have other opinions about that. Backlines are great, although make the grass a little shorter unless you're going to, you know, chew it up with the lawnmower. Spelling's great.
Hey, they got a Matoran in a cow pie. Just send him out there to eat it.
Good idea. Here, what are your final words on Tazi's comics?
Okay, my personal opinion, background is excusable. Humor definitely needs some work, okay? The whole random thing is fine at first, but seriously, I'd like something a little more oomph. It needs a little more substance to it.
Exactly.
Okay, in general, this is just kind of stupid.
Yeah, go read some Terry Pratchett shit or watch some Monty Python.
Hey, now... Very quick, just want to mention, not
although
trying
I, to. I do love the text, though. How do you get the text there? I should incorporate that in my comments.
Yeah, just to let everyone know, we're not trying to start a flame war, we're not trying to attack him, we're trying to actually help out. Just want to clarify that. So
constructive
not,
no. criticism. I hate it, but it still helps.
I know.
No one
really gives me constructive criticism for my stories.
I mean, come on, you guys all know I'm a comic maker myself.
You are?
I so am. Yeah.
How is it you don't know?
But my point is, Dark709, me, LR, a bunch of other well-known comic makers, even TP.
Hey, what about me?
Oh, yes, and of course you, RNG.
Oh, thanks! You too!
LJ, just stop ranting.
Stop talking.
Okay? Ranting is my area.
Will you shush? I'm trying to talk here. Okay, my point is constructive criticism will help a lot in the long run. Okay, I seriously needed it just to make my front page for my newie's sake. Okay, there is nothing wrong with it. All you need to do is do a little work. Graphically, you're stable. Okay. Humor-wise, you may want to get a little help. That's all I'm saying, okay? Otherwise, my overall opinion of the comic does not really fall one way or the other. All right? Okay.
Okay.
LJ.
So in a nutshell, I don't know, Lowell.
Yep.
Yeah, basically. So yeah, that's it. Check out Kazi's Comics 1.0, 100% totally insane comics. Try and help him out as much as you can. That's the Comic Maker Spotlight.
Yay.
Yay, that was good.
Dun. Moving
all
on.
All right, now for MOC in section.
Yeah.
Drop that.
Here we go. Yep.
All right. On this week, we have from Thylon, with dashes in front and at the end of his name, The Experiment, a Halloween special. And this one's actually pretty sweet, not gonna lie. It's kind of reminds me of, like, the Flood from Halo, because it's all...
It's purple!
But it's
it's not purple. It's purple and black and magenta. How do they get magenta pieces?
It's the Ben 10 stuff, which I refuse to acknowledge anyway, before LJ had to rudely...
No, I did. I actually saw that set.
Before LJ and Sumiki had to rudely interrupt me.
I'm sorry. You interrupted his comic
session. Guys.
So anyway...
Hey, look, abstraction.
This is pretty cool. You know, it reminds me of the Flood, how it's all, like, disproportionate and all, like, bulky and has, like, the random tentacle things kind of flying off of it. And, like, the eyes. The main thing that strikes me on it is, like, the mix of colors. Especially with, like, the, I guess, magenta, as Mirror called it. I just call it very kind of darkish pink. Yeah, purple and black. Other than that, the things... Also, what I like is the Zamor cages on the legs. But the things...
What was that?
things I don't like are those geared pieces down at the bottom of the lower legs, the parts that have the gear teeth on them, and the armor. What's his name? Stranius armor on the front. I was just never really a big fan of that being chest armor. But other than that, like the tubes off to the side and the heads, pretty cool. And then like the arms, so the arms are varied, and those little spikily thingies. Those are cool. The eyes, definitely. It's a good Halloween in most. And also the feet. The feet are a little too basic, but they work for claws, I guess.
I rather like it. It reminds me of the big old gladiator, you know?
Gladiator?
Yeah, big, hulking, angry, rare.
He's purple and black.
Rage.
No, that's anger mismatch.
At you.
All right, so that's it.
I will be scared.
Mission is granted.
I would be scared out of my armor if I saw that thing.
Yeah,
right,
I agree. That's actually
like,
pretty imposing.
Okay.
All right, so that's the experiment, a Halloween special by Thylon. Next one is from Diker. I hope I said that right. That's Stringer Revamp.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
apparently, according to him, we all saw it coming. Tongue smiley face.
Alright. Even though I never saw it coming or cared to think about it coming.
Jimmy Stringer. I don't really see much change between this Stringer and the Stringer in the magazine.
Alright. So,
magazine.
This is Stringer, and he's alright. The gun's like a big tire with a gear on it, which I guess works for like some kind of sonic thingy, but it does. It's really puny.
It's rotor.
Use of the Benton armor is kind of good. The torso is basically the same thing. Feet are basically the same thing. Lower legs try, but are okay. It's a pretty neat aesthetic MOC, but other than that, it doesn't have much out for it.
Can somebody tell me something?
Yes, ma'am.
What?
Oh, actually, no, wait, stop. Just knows the hands. This is actually an answered prayer, because I've needed to know how I could get those hands better for my clockwork Duncan Bulk. He actually uses the minifig arms like I did on my work in progress. That pretty much saves this whole MOC, because that's amazing. But I need to know how he did that. And also, in fact, the way the arms are connected are a little... That use of the gray piece is kind of strange, but...
Out there.
Other than that, this is actually a pretty cool MOC. I mean, it's all...
I'm sorry. I just really need to clarify something here. Yeah, I'm looking through this little magazine here. How in any way is this a revamp of Stringer? He looks about the same.
His limbs bend, for one.
Here's how it's a revamp.
I think it's a lot easier to see.
This one has 20 pieces, and they're all, like, blocky.
This one has about 100, and they're all classic, including the arms. The hearts on the hand, the fingers.
If this revamp was in the store, I'd probably buy it if I weren't so cheap.
Me too, if I was in the store.
Sorry, dude. I've met the creator. I wouldn't buy this because, you know, it's Hero Factory. It's cool and all.
Yeah,
it's cool and all, but I don't like a character who goes, "It's Rotor! It's Corroder! It's the bad guy I said last chapter, obviously stating the obvious that the children already knew because they read the magazines."
It's back to Japanese.
Oh, look, I'm Captain Obvious, harping up.
All right, back to the MOC.
It's back to Japanese anime all over again.
Back to the MOC. This is pretty cool MOC. Except one more thing it has running against it. Well, I don't know, it's kind of for and against, is those system pieces on the arms, the upper arms, those little plates. I mean, yeah, they help, but at the same time, they don't, if you get what I mean. They're all right, but other than that...
In terms of movement? In terms of looks?
In terms of aesthetics. Now shut it. All right, so...
Okay.
All right. But okay, I have to point out the hands. The hands is just really, really
amazing
good.
Race.
In fact, I used that on a work in progress I'm doing for another Hero Factory revamp, and it really works. Because, like, the hands are all aesthetic and rounded and nice. So, yeah, there's Jimi Hendrix, Stringer, by Diker. You know, I think no one's going to give up that joke, to be honest with you.
It's Rotor.
What?
It's Rotor. It's Hendrix. It's Hendrix. Dodge a blast. Fire. Miss.
And there's LJ just kind of by himself. All right, what do we do next? Because I'm pretty much done.
I'm pretty much wraps it up.
What? I thought we had at least one more thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would if Var was here. But
Var was here. It was general artwork segment, but we don't have Var, so.
Here, if you want to do something random and kind of cool, go for it.
No, but we're already running on 50 minutes, so we kind of need to end
Oh,
it.
Fine.
Yeah.
We're running on 50 minutes already?
No, it's only 46.
Booling!
Footnote, this podcast is only about a half an hour or so long. End footnote. Time flies when you're podcasting.
But we started a little later than the call
started. It only feels like 20 minutes. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, time flies fun when you're being real.
Time flies when you're podcasting with a bunch of noobs like us.
Yeah.
It won't fly by when you're editing this episode, though. Sorry.
Yeah.
It won't fly by if I... So Mickey, meanwhile, is just being weird in private chat.
I know.
But what happened?
Oh, he's doing the high pitch laugh again. Let everybody make fun of him.
Okay. Mesa, do you think we should end this episode?
Yeah, let's end it now.
Yeah, we're all
right. End it quick before I go on sugar rush again.
Quick,
because I'm eating yet another Hershey bar.
I'm Messenac, the dude.
Okay.
Guys, wait, it's Halloween. Do you have a message for our listeners?
Don't
happy Halloween.
Say to this.
Bye.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everyone. I hope you have a better time than I have.
We have to say our names. Meso, go again.
I'm Messenac, the dude of dudes.
I'm LJ, the dude of food.
I'm Tom.
I'm
I don't need a title, alright? Shut up.
I'm Alina, the one who is really annoyed by everyone.
And I'm Mirka, and I'm eating the Hershey bar, and we'll probably be on the sugar in the next.
Yum.
Night, night, everybody, and have a happy and safe Halloween.
This is TTV episode 13. Yeah.
Yay!
I love you, 13.
Dance, revolution.
I survived the second half.
Hey, isn't 13 supposed to be on March?
And thus concludes the epic adventures of the TTV team. Also, go to canoeoriginal.com. I forgot all about that. LOL. This is supposed to be the second advertisement, but of course I'm on vacation, so I'm very lazy at the moment. Canoeoriginal.com, the leading e-magazine, and such. Bye-bye.